Hello everyone, Sally Abbott here, and it's good to be back as your editor for the November 2023 edition of the Chatterbox Norfolk magazine. Before I talk about what we've got coming up this month, I would like to say thank you, Mrs. Monaghan and Mr. Haycon, for sending in your messages. We're pleased you enjoyed hearing the Down to Earth article in the October issue. It's so good that we have all these wonderful places in the county, and Nick Aitchison certainly brings them to life. This month, the cover is a pale wintry blue and white with a close-up photograph of the most beautiful face of a grey seal. The large, round, dark eyes and velvety, bewhiskered snout cry out to be hugged. But inside the magazine, we hear how very important it is to keep our distance when visiting the local beaches during the seal pupping season. Also this month, we peek inside the magical Elm Hill craft shop. Hear from Lisa Goddard, who returns to the Norwich stage this month, and meet Kay Galloway, the only woman to win Ascot on a pit pony. Of course, we have our regular features and contributors. Our readers this month are Kevin Ford, Caroline Aldrey, John Francis and Sam Elmhurst. Up first, we hear from Emma Lee, editor of the print edition of the Norfolk magazine.
Welcome to the November issue of Norfolk magazine. Well, what a night it was. The return of the Norfolk magazine Food and Drink Awards was always going to be a special occasion. It was the first time we'd been able to get together to celebrate the county's hospitality industry since 2019. But after all the challenges our food and drink community has been facing in the last few years, through COVID and the cost of living crisis, it was really moving and wonderful to pay tribute to the passion and hard work of the county's growers, producers, chefs and front of house staff. It was a nerve-wracking moment when I had to get up on stage with comedian Carl Minns to present the Best Food Retailer Award. I'm not a natural public speaker, so I'll admit there had been the odd anxiety dream or two in the build-up to the big night. But the adrenaline saw me through. I didn't trip up, I managed to read out the winner at the right place without stumbling over my words, and it was fantastic to see how thrilled the team at Hurst Farm Shop and Cafe were to be named the winners. Another really special moment was when our beloved food writer Richard Hughes's daughter, Stacey, accepted the Outstanding Achievement Award on his behalf. In this issue, we hear from the winners and the judges. I can't wait to do it all again in 2024. The year is whizzing by and there's no getting away from it. The scent of mulled wine is in the air and it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. On family trips to Norwich when I was growing up, one of the highlights was always a visit to Elm Hill Craft Shop. There was something just magical about it, and I would always save up my holiday spending money to buy a, usually cat-themed, trinket or two. Perched on Norwich's prettiest street, the shop has enchanted people for decades. And in this issue, Rowan Mantell meets the three generations of women who are the current custodians of the beloved city treasure. If you're planning some festive days out with family and friends, don't miss our What's On guide. It's packed with markets, shows and concerts, which will get you feeling Christmassy, including the legendary Thursford Christmas Spectacular. It's time to get your diary out. Until next month.